Hello and welcome to a special edition of HPC Wire Soundbite for November 9th, 2012, available on iTunes and Stitcher. I'm Addison Snell of Intersect 360 Research, joined by my regular partner, Michael Feldman from HPC Wire. Hey, Michael.
Hey.
So we're doing a special HPC Wire Soundbite edition here right before we start supercomputing. As we said in our regularly scheduled Friday podcast this morning, we had big news that dropped with the announcement that Cray had acquired APRO for $25 million in cash. Of course, that included the price of the cash that APRO already had on hand. And we're very lucky that we're joined by Pete Ungaro, who's the CEO of Cray. Pete, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Addison.
So, yeah, Addison, you're right. This is quite big news, quite surprising news. I don't think anybody foresaw this. I mean, APRO's been this very successful cluster company for quite some time, and Cray's sort of been at the very high end of the market, and these two kids are getting together now. So, Pete, what is the basic idea behind that? This APRO is that very different company, different market segment, although you both sort of play towards the top. How does this fit into Cray's mission and the overall business model?
Yeah, Michael, it was really easy, an easy one for us overall. You know, we have really focused on, in the supercomputing market, of building very tightly integrated, you know, systems with specialized technologies that give people, you know, the best in performance and reliability and scalability. And the thing we had never had in that space was a more industry standard solution that's much more flexible and offers customers, you know, more flexibility, more industry standard components, a little bit less tightly coupled. And so that's always been a piece of the puzzle that we've not had at Cray. And, you know, this is a natural step for us to kind of include that in as we've been growing in the high-end market.
You know, Pete, the other big Cray news story we covered on our first podcast, our regular podcast, was news of Cascade launching earlier this week. And, of course, that is your proprietary Cray interconnect, your new Aries interconnect with the Dragonfly topology. So you're going to slot in these APRO nodes separate from that. But I guess what links them in the future is Cray differentiating itself by investing in the software infrastructure, the Cray Linux environment that it takes to really get these systems to scale.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't be more excited about the XC30 or Cascade product that we've been working on for a long time and bringing that to market. I couldn't be more excited. And you can think about, you know, the investment that we've been making in our supercomputers, you know, from the XT3 days all the way through the XC and XK and now into the XC30. We've been really building out, I think, a really robust portfolio of not only hardware innovation but also software innovation. And I think that, you know, a lot that's going through our minds right now is, can we leverage some of that into what APRO's done with their clusters? Can we add more differentiation into what they're doing? And also, they're doing some very unique things that we're not doing, and can we bring some of that of what they're doing over into our, you know, future XC products?
Well, yeah, actually that makes me think of, I mean, are you going, is there going to be some sort of overlap? Like, you guys have done some mid-range offerings for XC, and it sounds like you're going to do something similar for the XC that you just announced. Is that mid-range going to be somehow folded into what APRO's doing, or are you going to keep sort of those lines separate?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so, you know, in the mid-range, or what we call technical enterprise space, and then the high-end space, we actually see the two products as being complementary to each other in both of those markets, both in the high-end market as well as in the technical enterprise. Because in the technical enterprise, you have a lot of people that are more, you know, bent toward the industry standard solutions, but you have some people that want a really tightly integrated, easy-to-use, highly reliable offering. And so you have both of those kinds of customers in both of those segments. So I personally believe that both of these products, you know, our existing products as well as APRO's products coming together, we'll have both of them in both pieces of the supercomputing market, the high-end and the technical enterprise. Or mid-range.
Well, you know, you're talking about this technical enterprise or more mid-range. We look at our surveys in the market, and the two vendors that have the highest average node count per installation every year, Cray and APRO. So it really seems like this is mostly a merger in the high end of the market.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, APRO, if you look at, for instance, the top 100 systems of the top 500 list, you know, Cray is number two, APRO's number three. I mean, you know, IBM's number one. So, you know, clearly there's a lot of leverage in the high end of the market. But, Addison, over the last couple of years, we've really been building out our technical enterprise business. That business has been growing for us from, you know, zero a few years ago. You know, it's now getting into the, you know, upwards of, you know, close to $20 million for us a year. So it's becoming a serious segment for us as part of our business. APRO, interestingly, hasn't really focused in that segment. They've really stayed focused in the high end. But as you guys are well aware, you know, the cluster technology that they're developing there is the same technology that people are selling into that space. So one of the things that we're going to do with them is invest more in them so that they can go to market in that space too, together with Cray. So you'll see us extend their solutions down into that technical enterprise, just like what we did with the, you know, moving our high-end systems down into that technical enterprise. Our goal is, if you look at the supercomputing market, about $4.3 billion market, our goal is to basically be able to address the vast majority of that whole market. And with, you know, kind of our existing products and the APRO products, you know, we're going to be able to do that.
So what do you think it's going to add to the bottom line for Cray for, I mean, short-term or long-term? What are your goals here?
Our goals are clearly to, you know, be number one in the supercomputing market and to grow the business profitably. So we wouldn't have done this if we didn't think that it really helps to speed us toward those two goals overall. So, Michael, at the start, I mean, it's going to add revenues. We've stated that our expectation is it should add at least $60 million to our top line next year. And we think we can, we said it was going to be accretive on an EBITDA basis, so we think it's going to, you know, add to our bottom line even next year. We're not stating exact numbers on the, you know, on the bottom line, but we definitely think we can, you know, build a profitable business here next year. So it's not going to take us 3 years to make this business profitable. We think that taking what they're doing, putting it into Cray, doing some of the, you know, incremental additions that we want to do, we can have a great business here in 2013.
We've been speaking with Pete Ungaro, the CEO of Cray, on his acquisition of APRO. Pete, congratulations on the news, and I look forward to seeing you in Salt Lake City. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys. Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you, Pete.